ओम शांति। विच इज द मैजिक वर्ड बाबा सेड यस्टरडे? विच इज द मैजिक वर्ड? माय बाबा। सो बाबा हैज गिवन दिस एक्सरसाइज 10 years ago. So this is morally repeated after 10 years. It was originally 30 November 10. Yesterday's morally, evening morally. So how many have been practicing these 5 form exercises? Only yesterday or before also? Only yesterday and today? No, in between. Anybody practicing? One or two. So mainly, just as exercise makes you strong, this exercise of five forms, will make you, your mind strong. Because the character of strong mind is, powerful mind is, it can think when it wants, it can stop thinking. No waste thoughts. And character of a strong soul or powerful soul is mind, intellect, sanskar, all under control. They will never complain, oh, I didn't want to think about it, but I keep on thinking about it. I know I should not worry, still I'm worrying. Or my concentration is not good, my mind is going here and there and everywhere. This is the sign of weak mind. And now we have to be master almighty authority. We should have powerful mind. And for that, we have to do this exercise. And yesterday Baba suggested every hour for 5 seconds to 5 minutes, do this exercise. That will help you to conquer Maya and conquer world. Because those who conquer mind can conquer world. So if our aim of service is transform world, first, I had to transform myself. Be strong. So who has more love, Baba or we? Yesterday Baba said, Father has more love for you than you have for Father. Though Baba has thousands of children, or I would say hundreds of thousands of children, still His love is more than we have. So, yesterday, were you happy to meet Baba? Or you felt, oh, sakar is not there. Dadi Gulzar is not there. Who felt missing Dadi Gulzar? No one? So Baba says, Sri Baba is so happy to see children. Children are happy to see Baba. So now, which are the five forms? First is Jyoti Bindu, point of light. So as a soul, we were point of light. So when you do this exercise, first experience yourself to be a point of light. So having that awareness, I am a soul. Second is our golden silver aged form, deity form. So experience yourself to be deity. So Baba is talking about experiencing during meditation. Then we come to Copper Age. Copper Age, we ourselves worship our worship worthy form. So all Bhagats worship our deity form, worship worthy form. So at that time, we are not worship worthy, but our memorial is there. Copper and Iron Age. Then in Sangam Yuga, we have become Brahman. So at that time, have intoxication that I am special soul adopted by Brahma Baba. I am a most elevated Brahman. And the final fifth form is our angelic form. So once we reach that stage of angelic, people will have vision of our angelic form. So Baba was saying that Baba has given you the Mahamantra, Manmanabhava. So if you maintain this awareness, remembrance of Baba all the time, then you can become conqueror of Maya. So as our mind becomes powerful with this exercise, we should be able to give full stop in 1 second. So no waste thought, negative thoughts, impure thoughts. So now we have to see that as soon as I order my mind to go to subtle region, I should be able to. If I say, okay, let me be dot, I should be able to. So give order to mind, and become that. Then I know my mind is powerful, almighty authority. And I am the master of the mind. So my mind, intellect and sanskar should be following my order. As soon as I give them order, they should follow. So those who conquer mind can become conqueror of the world. So whenever there is any problem, we have to say, my Baba. And this, when we speak from our heart, my Baba, there will be thousandfold help from Baba. So in Dadi's cottage, we have a picture. Baba is saying, say my Baba, and your problems will be gone. So we say, my Baba, with our sincere heart, and Baba says, my children. So Baba loves children, whoever they are, wherever they are, whatever they are. That's his unconditional love. Even Sakar Baba, he never used to let anyone feel that he loves them less. Everybody used to feel, Baba loves me most. And Baba used to know their past, present, future. Because in Gyan, there have been murderers, thieves, dacoits. But when they come to Baba, they receive love from Baba. So especially Baba used to love old people. He used to say, oh, these are my friends, like me, old people. And especially old Mataji from villages, though, they hardly could understand any Gyan, but they could receive so much love from Baba. So, Baba's love was unconditional. Though, naturally, from his heart, he used to love more serviceable children, surrendered children, obedient children. That was more love. But one thing is, if I love Baba, I receive love from Baba. It's a mutual. Love begets love. If I block myself, I can't receive love from Baba. Because I know many Westerners, because they didn't receive love from their parents. Their parents were so domineering and pushy and alcoholic or whatever. So, they, as soon as they think, father, they say, no, I don't want father. Because they always related to Laukik father. But that's where we have to now break that barrier. and say Baba with love. Because Baba is giving us so much love. Unconditional love. So, we have to now with Jnana and Yoga change our view of father or mother or friend or husband who have betrayed us. No? Because sometimes when we were betrayed by any of them, we really think all fathers are like that, all mothers are like that, all friends are like that, all husbands are like that. So we block ourselves. And that's what we have to be careful, not to block ourselves. Open our heart and we'll receive love from Baba. So in bhakti also we used to say, Baba is my whole world. And that's what Baba was saying, check, really Baba is your world? Or you have family, laukik family, alaukik family, and you are following their disciplines and rituals and all. Because when we are aware of our laukik family, naturally we were brought up in certain way that we have developed certain sanskars from friends, from teacher, from parents. We adopted some sanskars from them. But now we had to finish all those things. And adopt Baba's sanskars. That's not easy to renounce old, because sometimes we hold on. Because as a child, what we used to do, we knew if I cry, mom will give whatever I want. So we used to cry. Or we used to jump. We used to be mischievous and we used to shout and scream and make noise, striking doors and floor and throwing everything away. So we knew that if I do like this, especially in the shop, you will see children, no? As soon as they see the toy they want to buy, they will sit down. I want this. And so parents don't want to make sure, so says, okay, bye. And so sometimes we carry on those sanskar even as adult. I want this. I must cry. I must do sulk. Then I'll get it. So that's where we have to see we don't hold those negative sanskar. Remind ourselves, this is my new birth, new family, new world. So my everything should be new. And for that, Baba said, have determined thought, determined effort, fix your date. I must do it. If you want to change anything, you have to have such determination. And never say, I'll try. Let me see whether I can do it or not. Whether it is possible or not. That is, if your answer is, it may happen or not, the result will be the same. It may not happen. But if you want to achieve anything, you have to have determined thought. And take support from Baba. Baba said, just say, my Baba, and I will help you thousandfold. Claim your right from Baba, Father. I remember in 1950s or early 60s, there was one sister in Mumbai. She was uneducated. She couldn't read Hindi Murli. And in those days, there were no adult education Hindi classes. But she used to go in trance. So, every Amrit Vela, she used to go in trance. And tell Baba, Baba, you have to teach me Hindi. I'm not going to learn from anyone else. You have to teach. And Baba used to write alphabet on the board. And just as Lokik teacher teaches, same way she was taught Hindi. And she started reading Hindi. So she claimed that right. Even Sister Vedanti from Africa. Every day, Amrit Vela, she used to tell, Baba, I must go in trance. Give me trance experience. And Baba gave her trance experience. So, if I, as a child, because in bhakti we were beggar, asking for little thing, child, health, job, etc. But now, as a jnani, as Baba's children, we can claim right. So what we have to do is, whatever help we need, Baba, you have to help me. And Baba will help you. So claim a right as a child, not as a bhagat. Don't beg as bhagat. And for that, Baba says, fix your date. When you will reach that stage of having sanskar bapsama. Make sure that your sanskar is not bringing obstacles to you or anyone. So Baba says, once you achieve your goal, we will celebrate ceremony. Because everybody likes to celebrate ceremonies, no? Birthday and Diwali and New Year and Christmas and all. So celebrate ceremony of your achieving Bap Samam Sanskar or becoming Master Almighty Authority. How many are first timers here? Anybody first timer here? Yeah. 10 years ago, Baba said, you are not too late. But now I think it is quite late. Quite late, huh? But Baba says, last, go fast, and you can become first. Then Baba was meeting Delhi zone. Delhi has been capital right from golden age. And there have been very good serviceable souls in Delhi. Jagdish Bhai, very serviceable soul. And many other Brahmins, even nowadays, Brijmohan Bhai, Asha Bhan, Chakradhari Bhan, etc. They keep on doing service. And Chakradhari Bhan, who is leading women's wing, they are doing very good service. Women's wing throughout India is doing very good service. So, almost all groups, usually Baba used to say, create some new service. You have done conferences, mela, mega event. When exhibition service was started, Baba was so happy. And through exhibitions, many have taken jnana. Many centers have opened. Even Madhuban Museum. So many have taken jnana from there, go to their own city and started centers. So museum, exhibition. So first we started with cartoon exhibition. Then we printed those pictures and colored and all sorts of things. Then slideshow. Then museum. Even before Baba became Avyakt, there was a museum. The first museum was in Jaipur, Rajasthan. And as soon as Baba became Avyakt, the same day, the contract of Mount Abu Museum was signed. So Baba became Avyakt in January and museum started in May. So since then, many museums in India, there are most of the centers have big hall. So what they have done is, in the wall, they have museum. So in the same hall, they take class during daytime, and morning, evening class, and daytime and evening, certain time, public service. And so museum is doing good service. After museum, we started having mela. And in a mela, we had about 140-150 pictures. As far as I remember, the first mela we started in, I think even in Delhi, 73 or something, because all countries, different countries were invited to bring some display from their country. And in that ground of Red Fort, we had exhibition and lectures and all. and then everywhere around, in Mumbai in 75-76 somewhere, we had Mela, and we went on doing Mela everywhere. But then Dadiji had inspiration, we should have mega program. Each program they should have minimum 5,000 people, and Dadiji said, myself, all three Dadis will come. So that was temptation to have big program. But what I saw is, in those mega program, more than half were Brahmins from here and there and everywhere. And then still Baba is saying, do something new. So 86 we had Million Minutes of Peace. Then 88 we had Global Cooperation for Better World. And still, no, Dadiji used to remember Million Minutes of Peace. So much service was done. In foreigners, we started that. So we were not keen to speak about Baba. So in Australia, no, they would do all cultural program and collect minutes by going here and there and everywhere. And those days there were not computers, so we should note down minutes. And finally, final was done by computer. And they never used to talk about God. So in one program, Charlie was talking about what we have achieved. So the interviewer said, there must be some power of God who is helping you. We didn't say it. He said, there must be some power of God that is helping you. So the thing is, we did that program, and still Baba is telling, this is 2010, Baba is telling Delhi Wala, do something new. Agra Wala also, he said, do something new. So still Baba wants something new that can reveal Baba, that everybody can say, Baba has come, God has come, my Baba. They should say, my Baba has come, God has come. And in 2010, Baba said, the centers who are free from obstacles, I'll give them prize. 6 months, all center in your connection should be free from obstacles, and I will give you prize. I says, I will not give you the date of final destruction. Anything can happen anytime. So you have to be number one in making efforts. Then Agra is famous for tourism because of Taj Mahal. So Baba says, Agra is famous. Now you should make it famous amongst Pandav government also. Do some wonder. Bring some newness. Baba loves each and every child. and Baba knows the speciality of your children. Some children use their speciality in Baba's service, but others, they keep it hidden. They are not using that speciality. So you should now check, are you using your speciality in Baba's service? Because Baba always says, more you use, more it will increase. The treasures that you are receiving from Baba, use it. Now there is a slogan, use or lose. So you more you use, more it will increase. And that's the speciality of imperishable treasures, that when you use, it increases. So keep on flying and make others fly. So in order to fly, what you need to do? Remain light. Remain completely detached. Because if you are attached to anything, they will hold you. So see that neither your body, nor relations, no possessions you are attached to. Soul consciousness will help you to remain light. No burden of karma will help you to remain light. So as you remain light, you will be flying. Yesterday morning, Murli also Baba was saying that fortunate children sit in parents' lap, they swing and swing, they walk on a red carpet, they don't spoil their legs or intellect in dirt. They keep on flying. So main thing is not get too much involved in worldly things, but keep on flying. When mundane job is to be done, remain busy here, karma yoga. But as soon as karma yoga finishes, go to subtle region. And one Murli Baba said, subtle region is like your bedroom. When you are free, what you do? Go to bedroom and rest. Same thing, when you are free from mundane job, go to subtle region. Be angel. Fly to the subtle region. And if you are flying, you will help others also to fly. If you are light, you can make others light. So don't allow any bondage which will stop you from flying. Because there is one story that a bird, parrot, was sitting on the tap, and the master keep on saying, parrot, fly. And parrot kept on holding tap and he said, I can't fly. The same thing, if we keep on holding to something of Kali Yuga, body, bodily relations, mundane thing, we can't fly. Then Baba was talking to double foreigners. You are specially loved by Baba and family. Both. Baba also loves specially. Why? Why Baba loves you specially? Because you love him specially, isn't it? So, Baba said, though you are physically far away, you are close to Baba, Baba's heart. And you have removed all the curtains, language, barriers, religion, all your routine diet and all. Those who are non-vegetarian had to become vegetarian. Those who are waking up at 8 o'clock started waking up at 4 o'clock or before 4. So you have broken all the barriers. In 80s, 90s, sometimes, what happened? Some of the double foreigners said, why we have to follow all this Indian routine? They started thinking, this is Indian, we are Western. We don't need to wear kurta pajama or sari. We don't need to have long hair. We don't need to play Indian music. We don't need to offer bhog. This is all bhakti. So in those days, I think it is late 80s, 90s, there were some Western countries, especially it started in Germany, then Australia followed. So they said, this all disciplines we don't want to follow. But now Baba says, all of you have courage to follow all maryadas. Because many countries, there was so much opposition. France, Poland, Vietnam, China, communist countries, they wouldn't allow family member to go to center. You are going to become vegetarian, you are want to follow celibacy. In India also there was opposition, but in foreign country more opposition, because this is some religion coming from India. So Christianity had opposition, communist has opposition, even socialist country like Singapore. When I went first time, they say, don't talk about God in public. You can talk about soul, not God. Be careful on what you speak. Because Singapore had to get permission for foreigners to come and give lecture, and they will ask what lecture they are going to give, what will be the format of the program, public program. And somebody from government will come and watch. Same thing in China. Somebody from government will watch. And in China, when Dadi Gulzar went, there were 6 people wearing sari. Dadi, Neelu, Rajani Ban. So there were 6 wearing sari. So, from airport, the police officer followed. Chen had to be in police station for 2 hours to talk to police officer. and they wanted Dadi's passport and all. Ninu said, I won't give my passport, Dadi's passport. So there was so much commotion. But Brahmins are a bit clever, courageous also. Chen, what she did is, whenever police would come, she will be nice, serving them food and talking nicely and sometimes bribing, sometimes threatening that if you shut my yoga center, I'll shut my factory and your people will be without job. So the thing is, Brahmins are now following all disciplines and facing opposition from first family. To follow discipline, you have to face opposition from family. Family said, don't go in the morning. You can't be vegetarian. So sometimes some of the children who are staying away from family, they don't even mention that they are going to spiritual organization. They say, I'm going on a tour here and there, and carry on. So Baba says, now you have intoxication that we are Bharatvasi. We will have kingdom in Bharat. So nowadays, in those days, Baba says, every country should have Baba's message. So after this Murli, many countries started doing service wherever there were no centers. Because around Australia, we didn't have center in all Polynesian islands. So now we have in Tahiti, we have in PNG, and few others. And French people are helping in those French-speaking islands, Tahiti and Noumea and all. So Baba says, those who are doing service of other countries around them, Baba is pleased to see that they are doing so much service. And in Yaad Pyar, especially he mentioned, you are all loved by my heart. Now have the aim that I have to make intense effort and reveal Baba. So more, yesterday morning also Baba says, your activities, your face should reveal Baba. And he was talking to Dadis and saying that now when people see you, they are not seeing you, they are seeing Baba doing everything through you. So you are not trapping them in your own name and form, but you are bringing them close to Baba. And so that's when our stage is Bap Samang, we will reveal Baba through our face and activities. So everybody should say from their heart, Baba has come. So this message should go to everyone. Everybody should receive some inheritance from Baba. whether Jivan Mukti or Mukti, both inheritance are there. Because some prefer to go and rest in Paramdham. They don't want to come again and again in the cycle. So more you bring them close to Baba and they receive the inheritance, then you also receive the inheritance. Creating subject or heirs will give you higher status. So each child, lots and lots of love and blessings from Baba. So that was the main Murli of yesterday evening. Now, do you have any question? Anybody has any question? Ek mic rakhna. If anybody has any question, come in front. We have got 15 minutes. If no question, then we will finish after traffic control. Anybody? On any subject, not only yesterday's Murli. Come. Introduce yourself. How many years in Gyan? Where are you from?
Om Shanti. My name is Lata. I'm from Australia and 30 years in knowledge. My question is regarding yesterday's Murli. So Baba said the first Swarup is Jyoti Bindu. So should we remember it in Paramdham or like just sitting and remembering it in the center of the forehead? Where should we remember the point?
Baba gives usually freedom. Wherever you want. Wherever you want. Even Baba, no, he says, if you want to remember me in Paramdham, if you want to remember me in subtle region, if you want to remember me in Madhuban, if you want to remember as a Brahma, if you remember Dadi Gulzar as a chariot, whatever, wherever. You bring Baba here or you go to Baba over there. So Baba gives us freedom. Whoever feels whatever convenient. If you feel you are comfortable to just imagine the sole point of light here, it's fine. If you want to remember soul in Paramdham, that's fine. Come. Can you speak English? Huh? Try to speak. Otherwise somebody will have to translate for you.
Yeah. My name, hi, I come from Vietnam. Actually, I feel very happy and very easy for yoga here, remember Baba. And especially when meeting you, I feel great love from Baba. My question is that, how can when I come back, I still maintain it, still yoga like that?
How can we?
Well, how can when we come back at Vietnam without you and the atmosphere here?
Means in your Madhuban, you are easy to remember Baba. But when you go back to Vietnam, how to be easy yogi?
Yes.
That's your question?
Yes.
Okay. Leave it. So the thing is, Baba says, create Madhuban wherever you go. Don't think you are in Vietnam. When you go to Vietnam, think you are in Madhuban. So maintain that routine, waking up early, attending Murli, Karma Yoga, and not get affected by external environment. Because naturally you go to work, Kali Yuga people, naturally if your family is not in Gyan, Kali Yuga people, but mentally you have to stay in Madhuma. Physically, you are in country, your home, in your job, doing all Laukik mundane activity, but have awareness, keep Baba all the time. And just as you follow all Maryada strictly in Madhuban, follow at home. Disciplines, Maryada, routine, everything follow what you are doing here. It takes time and more effort to maintain, but you can. It will take effort. Anybody, anything else? Come in front. Can you speak in English?
Yes. Hello, my name is Chao from Vietnam. You say that it's too late. So I want to know what means when you say too late now.
What will be?
You say that now it's too late.
Yeah, for you
so
it's too late.
So I want to know what means what means for too late. Mean that we have no time for effort, or what mean?
You are not first timer, no?
Yes, not first time, but...
How many years in Yang?
I think 8 years.
Huh?
8 years.
8 years.
Yes.
So you are not too late. Those who are first timers, I said they are too late.
But you can...
They don't have much time. Not much time and not really good environment. Because even now, because of this corona virus, so many people are thinking whether they can come to Madhuban or not. Because the World Health Organization has declared emergency. And Americans are told not to travel unnecessarily. So everybody is told not to travel. So many people are asking us whether they should come or not. China, one group has already come before it was too late. They have come out from Guangzhou. But Beijing souls, I told, don't come. Because as soon as somebody comes from China, they will be locked for 14 days in quarantine in India. Or many countries, they don't allow any Chinese people to come. Whichever part of China, they are not allowed to come. Though the majority cases are in Wuhan, Hubei province, but America has stopped people coming from China, Singapore has stopped people coming from China, Australia has stopped people coming from China. So traveling is becoming difficult. And everybody, you know, when they hear the news, if you see news in every part of the world, street demonstration in India, Indian, Pakistani, Muslim, Hindu, they're fighting in streets. Hong Kong, 7 months or 8 months it's going on. Spain, France, Iraq, everywhere. There is so much uneasiness in the street. Then, if you see Australia bushfire, somewhere snow, Nepal or Kashmir, so many people died in avalanche. Any many mountains, no? Switzerland and Nepal and wherever people go for hiking in snow, so many have died. There was one couple going from India to Australia. And they were booked in first week of January sometime. Now, here there was, in Delhi, there was so much fog. They were going from Chandigarh, so they were flying from Delhi. So much fog, their flight cancelled. And in Australia, there was fire. So they cancelled their trip. So the thing is, situations are getting so much worse that even if you want to make effort, the external surrounding is so tense, you can't do anything. So many people losing job. So financial situation is such. Now in India, so many farmers are dying because they have to commit suicide because there is so much debt on them. Today I was reading one story of one South Indian lady. She had, her husband committed suicide because he had so much debt. She had three children. And three was 3 months sick. She couldn't earn any money. She was clean worker, working with bricks and all. And she had no food in her house. She sold her hair for 150 rupees to feed the children. And she was trying to commit suicide and somebody stopped, the chemist stopped giving her medicine for committing suicide. And luckily, somebody from Tamil Nadu help her by advertising and getting from social media site money. So the thing is, situation is such in the world that even if you want to progress in jnana, it doesn't help you. Negativity around you don't help you to push, go ahead fast. And that's why Baba says, the sign, I think recently in one of the Murlis, Baba said, now the sign has gone too late. Because there is not enough time. And even the scientists have brought the world clock close to 12 o'clock. Destruction can happen any soon, any time. And India and Pakistan are talking about war, atomic war. And Iraq, America, Russia, all talking about war. So the thing is, any time destruction will start, we have to be ready. And so those who have come late may not have so much time. Okay? So let us have now 5 minutes meditation.